RNIB Bookshare is a service which helps students of all ages, so from early learners right through to university students who are blind or partially sighted. It provides titles in accessible formats, and yes, more than 1 million titles are now available free of charge. Today we have Christina and Charlie Beeston. Charlie is a student at university at the moment, and we're going to learn a bit about the service and what it meant to them. So Charlie, we actually spoke a few years ago during lockdown, talking about studying and how you were getting on sort of working from home, and you were using RNIB Bookshare back then. So it was crucially important through school.
Yeah, hugely. I very much would not have been able to access everything that I accessed without the help of RNIB Bookshare. Especially, I think GCSE was the big point where it really did help, because obviously back then, back in that pre-COVID world, not everything was online as it was today. So something like Bookshare was a saviour for me when everybody else was able just to use their paper textbooks in front of them.
What formats then do you use?
I'm primarily on my laptop, so most of these sort of textbooks and stuff I got on PDF form. You know, I can read Braille, but it's not something that I've really used that much in terms of my education. But yeah, like I said, being able to access it all on my laptop in front of me whilst people were sat next to me just having their hardback paper copies, it was a big step.
I suppose it helps you keep up with your peers as well. You're not worrying about what books you're going to have. Are you going to be able to get them in time in an accessible format? So sort of levelling that educational playing field.
Well, this is it. That was always the worry. What it did was it created that kind of independence through no fault of anybody at school. Sometimes things can pop up last minute where a lesson plan needs to change or whatever. And if I didn't have the things in front of me, and obviously they hadn't have been adapted by that point for whatever reason, then suddenly it's having to do that at a little bit later date, which then it has a knock-on effect. But being able to get the independence to do it there and then, you know, was huge.
How did you get on with the final exams then?
I think I did all right. You know, I got what I needed to do, and I am where I wanted to be. So I think it's all kind of panned out quite well.
Christina, as a mum, you know, you want the best for your kids. You want them to do well at school, you know, get into jobs and so on. So for you, was Charlie having access to something like this a really important thing as well?
So when when Charlie was introduced to RNIB Bookshare, it was kind of like it was a breath of fresh air, because he knew he could access everything himself. He knew he could get the right curriculum. He can format it himself on his laptop. He had that ability to do that, and then obviously achieve where he wants to be, and that's where he is now. I do know, obviously, from having other children, that whenever they needed anything, it was sent, but it was sent quite late, so you didn't get it when they needed it. And then other things were done on paper copies, whereas Charlie was able to access it straight away, which was fantastic. So it sort of like really did help him, a great deal in that sense.
Charlie, you said you did quite well with your final exams. You certainly did, because you're at university now and you're studying law. So, you know, again, you go back to RNIB Bookshare. Has that been, you know, a continued positive experience for you?
It very much has been. I think the big change for me sort of coming to university, especially in kind of a post-COVID world, if you like, especially, I mean, when I started, everything was still kind of online, only fully coming back to in person. But most of the resources and stuff were kept online, which for me was, you know, that was huge. That was brilliant. It was exactly what I'd been doing for the last 5-6 years. So I never really found it much of a change. So it was brilliant. So obviously then just being able to use Bookshare to supplement the resources that were being put online for me anyway, it meant that at no point have I ever been behind.
Going to university is a really big step for many people. You know, you're perhaps moving away from home, you're learning a new campus, new people, new ways of studying. You know, it's a real step up in terms of learning as well. I suppose the last thing you want to be thinking about is, am I going to get all my textbooks on time and in a way that I can read them?
You know, there was so much to have to kind of worry about and sort out. And I think, like you say, the moving away from home, the big things that I needed to kind of sort out in the summer before I came to university was obviously things like accommodation. I need to make sure that and the accessibility around that was perfect. So I took priority and I let them take priority, because I knew no matter what, there was this fail safe that I could always come back to and use, which is Bookshare.
And also, all those books as well, you don't have to carry lots and lots of volumes around with you. It's all on your laptop.
It's brilliant. I have the lightest bag in the class.
I think it's fair to say that the RNIB Bookshare does make a huge difference, Charlie. And there's probably young people out there, and probably parents as well, who have sort of blind or partially sighted children kind of thinking about school and education. What would you say to them? What would you say RNIB Bookshare's done for you?
I think in terms of what I would say to anybody is just use it. The service is there. The service is fantastic. It very much helps and supports. And it doesn't have to be the only thing that is relied upon. You can use it in conjunction with other things. If you think, I've got another system, another format that works for me, that's absolutely fine. But don't ever turn away from it because of that. Things aren't, you do this or you do that. It can quite easily be done with both of them. And I think that's what I always did. It was, I never once relied only on one thing. So, you know, these things have to back each other up, and I think that's what Bookshare does perfectly.
And if you would like more information about RNIB's Bookshare, do have a look at the website rnib.org.uk. You can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Charlie, best of luck with the studies at Law at University.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. And also to yourself, Christina, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.